Why don't you handle this next segment?
We're going to play The Mountain by Levon Helm, arguably one of the two or three greatest hillbillies or rednecks of all time.
Why don't I know him?
You know the band, right?
Yeah.
Well, Levon Helm, in this Southerner's opinion, was the band.
Okay.
One of the biggest controversies surrounding the band was over ownership of rights of the songs, and the reason they broke up is that Levon and Robbie Robinson could not agree on how much credit the band should get for royalties. Mm-hmm. But Levon's voice, to me, is the band. He didn't sing all the songs, but he sang every song you remember.
So is he traditionally placed in country music?
No, I wouldn't say traditionally. It depends. His later career, a lot of people would place that in country. So it's like kind of country, southern rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, the band was a rock band. They were, people don't know, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, and they made a lot of songs. But if you listen to those lyrics, they are very traditional. It's wild that The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down isn't considered a country song when it's so thematically country. Levon's from Arkansas. The rest of the band was from New York and Canada.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, actually. All right, here's The Mountain by Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and I stripped mine all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, you go back up at night. I was born on this mountain. This mountain's my home. She holds me and she keeps me from a worry and a woe. Well, they took everything she gave, she gave, and now she's gone. But I'll die on this mountain. This mountain's my home. Young on this mountain, but now I am old, and I know every hollow, every cool swimming hole, till one night I lay down and I woke up. There's a hole in this mountain
It's dark and it's deep, and God only knows all the secrets that it keeps. There's a chill.
Drew, we are playing a lot of bluegrass. I don't think that's a coincidence because there's a lot of connection between bluegrass and mountain music. And to be fair, if we're going to say that this is an episode about mountain music, it would probably be unfair to leave out bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're not a bluegrass fan, you're probably not going to like it. But I don't know that you get more classic or traditional music from the country, mountain music, than bluegrass.
If you're not a bluegrass fan, you're not going to like it because there's a riff in here that you're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I've heard a million times. I think that while Foggy Mountain Breakdown might not be something everybody recognizes as a phrase, I think everybody recognizes the lick in this song.
Yeah, this is a song. If you know one bluegrass song, you know.
Other than Rocky Top.
Right. All right. Here's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs. All right, well, we still have a number of songs coming up. Songs by Obella Reed, Vince Gill, Coulter Wall, and a few others. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned I swam and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
That's right.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs. From Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves, right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old-time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of, like, you come up in the holler, and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And Daddy Makes the Best Moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country, but this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. And she says, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. Woo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, That is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because it's
no, there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Done. love for the Father and the Son.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Calvary, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to. Kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. Get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. When your friends start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less. Burn another night like a cigarette and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. If you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less, and do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we
getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up Northwest Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Country 95.7 FM.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She
said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Medication. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication.
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Coffee lovers rejoice. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond is not just about great coffee, it's a culinary adventure. Start your day right with an aromatic brew and explore beyond the cup. There's so many fresh-to-order delights too, from creamy avocado toast to mouth-watering sandwiches, non-pizzas, and wraps that redefine deliciousness. Make your coffee break a feast at Dunn Brothers Coffee, where exceptional coffee meets culinary perfection. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond. Sip, savor, and delight in every bite.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It'll be a night of fun and giving back. Trinity Lutheran Church in Hammond and the Barnboard Grill and Saloon are teaming up Tuesday the 23rd from 5 until 9 p.m. at Barnboard Grill and Saloon. Join them for delicious food, refreshing drinks, and community camaraderie. 10% of all sales during the event will be donated to the St. Croix Central School District Mental Health Program. Additional donations to the program can be made on-site. So mark your calendar now for Tuesday the 23rd from 5 until 9 at Barnboard Grill and Saloon. And remember, help is just a phone call away at 988.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying
through
your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right. You're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10. It happened when you were, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. It's a fight song, and it's about to make me fight you. So maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, but I still
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Unfit was I for the scarlet bounty, Stanley to town, he's drunker down and loud. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable do monsters shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur, slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Bloody times in the year of 85.
Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains. Serve all the Western cavalry there, not any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers, well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85. Disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Kate.